Only occasionally do I run into intrusive entities. But intrusive energies are very common. All of us have intrusive energies that have penetrated our luminous energy field and embedded themselves within us and are making us toxic. They're depleting our energetic resources. Occasionally, I have clients coming to see me who are under psychic attack. And psychic attack, we think, is something that happens in the Amazon, perhaps in Haiti, but it is so rampant in America today. The tremendous anger, rage, fear that we live in, when it's directed towards another, can be extraordinarily destructive. The shaman understands that she must be careful of every thought that she has, that every thought can be a prayer, that every thought can heal, that every thought can kill. One of the things that I learned early in my training is that the same techniques that are used to heal someone can be used to harm someone. So we have to be extraordinarily careful because the shaman's path is not about technique. It's about developing a universal ethics and sharpening your intent, your intentionality. And then the technique supports your endeavors. There are many people that are practicing healing today that have learned the technique but haven't done their own healing work. So you have pure water being conducted through a pipe that is contaminated. And the technical aspect is just one part of the shaman's training. We tell that to our students all the time. And when I have a client who has been under psychic attack, who's had black magic done on them, it's a terrible thing because they're being barraged by negativity that's being directed their way. And I see it in corporations, I see it in schools, I see it with politicians who come to see me. I see it in every aspect of life where there's greed, jealousy, envy. And the task, of course, is to learn to protect ourselves. We have a specialized training called Walking with Protection in the World, where we teach our students how to cut the cords, the energetic cords that might keep them bound to a toxic individual that they may no longer be in relationship with, but there's still an energetic cord connecting the two of them. We teach them to cut cords that may be connecting them to individuals that have passed away, where there has been unresolved business, where the I love yous and I forgive yous have not been said. But ultimately, the best protection is to heal yourself, because we are only vulnerable in those places where fear still lives within us, in those places where we remain unhealed. So the shaman understands that the ultimate protection is to walk in beauty, to practice love, to be healed, because then there's nothing that can assail you. These extractions are fairly complex procedures because once you extract the intrusive energy, we have to change the affinities that drew that energy to my client in the first place. The affinities are changed by doing an illumination, by shifting the predispositions that we have toward those kinds of people or energies gravitating to us. Both of them must be done simultaneously. Otherwise, we'll keep extracting intrusive energies forever with the person. Ultimately, the finest work that one does is to engage our own healing so that we have no affinities for toxic energies. Because these toxic energies will continue to find us regardless of where we are. We can go into the temple, into the monastery, into the nunnery, into the wilds, and they will find us. Our unhealed parts will track us down and show themselves and appear in our plate once again. And ultimately, of course, the worst kind of black magic is the black magic that we do to ourselves all the time. They're the unconscious beliefs about our self-worth, about scarcity, about what we deserve, about what we do not deserve. And during the shaman's healing training, we learn to unearth and to transform those unconscious beliefs, many of which we inherited from our parents, that keep predisposing us to negative encounters in our life. All of us at one time or another have been under psychic attack from somebody who believes that we harmed them, that we betrayed them, that we were not there for them in some way. The best solution for this is for us to be healed, to not be available to these kind of energies because we have healed them within us. So look within, find those situations where you continue to be entangled in negative encounters with others, where you continue to incur the wrath or the anger of others, and let that be a beacon that guides you to the places that you need to heal within you.